Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Wisconsin law passed in 2012 would force the DNR to resume wolf hunts if protections are lifted. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to remove the endangered species label from wolves because their numbers are growing. State officials estimate more than 940 wolves roamed Wisconsin last winter. The DNR held three wolf hunts 5 years ago before a federal judge decided to place the Great Lakes wolves back on the list. Conservationists are expected to file a court challenge if the protections are lifted at the federal level. And a Marathon County judge has revoked the bond for former D.C. Everest Middle School teacher accused of sexual assault. Peter Schmidt was arrested in January on suspicion of drunk driving. That violated the condition of his bond. Schmidt is accused of sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl. He also faces charges of disorderly conduct in a third case. The Mosinee man is scheduled to return to court for a review hearing April 8th. Odag Park in Rhinelander is likely to get an update in the future, and the public this week had a chance to provide their thoughts on what they would like to see. Justin Frame is project consultant for JSD Professional Services in Weston. Frame says the session provided a Christmas wish opportunity for city residents to say what they prefer. Frame referred to the park as an incredible gem and untapped resource.
It's a large, vast park with mature trees, lakefront access, access to community in the neighborhood. It is underutilized, certainly. It has a lot of components built in, Little League, sports complex, trail access, historic structure, beach. But then it has a lot of untapped space that certainly could provide for a lot of program use.
Frame says they've developed a plan with uses appealing to many age groups.
Outdoor performance space, outdoor gathering space, art fair in the park, flea market space, additional parking for large events, 4th of July, light show, sports facilities, and then additional passive space, so arboretum space, natural space for trails and prairie restorations and large mature tree viewing, additional lake access, boats, pedestrians, docking, mooring.
Frame says they're in the initial stages that eventually will be a concept plan and a list of priorities. That list will then lead to efforts to get funding. He says they're hoping to bring the plan to refinement in the next couple of months. Minocqua is popular with nonprofit groups holding fundraising events, but the town board learned Tuesday those events and things are putting a strain on town resources. After lengthy discussion, the board approved the request for permits to use the Bearskin State Recreation Trail loop for the upcoming Only Fools Run at Midnight and three other events. The public works director and the police chief both raise concerns about the numerous events held throughout the year and the impact they have on their departments, especially on weekends. Public works director Mark Pertilli says the town sees some 30 events, including Beef-O-Rama. At times, town employees are asked to help with the labor and to loan out equipment such as picnic tables or street barricades. Police Chief David Yeager said at times he's had short notice for an event and he's had to pay overtime to officers because he's not able to schedule officers sufficiently in advance. Town Chair Mark Hartsheim says groups holding fundraisers should hire people to move equipment and not rely on the town as much. And the former victim of a high-profile kidnapping will speak at an event to be held at the Barron Area Community Center a week from Friday. Elizabeth Smart will talk about her experience when she was taken from her Salt Lake City home 17 years ago. The March 15th event is being held to help people living near Barron deal with the kidnapping of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and the murder of her parents. Smart will share her experience and talk about moving forward from such a traumatic incident. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to remain sunny with a high near 23. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 3 below. Friday, sunny, high near 32. Friday night, cloudy, low 11. Saturday, a 40% chance of snow in the afternoon, high near 32. And then Saturday night, snow could be heavy at times, low 23. Sunday, more snow in the morning, cloudy, high near 33. But then warming up as the week goes by. That's the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.